Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
All right, good morning and Saturday morning, and that means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week. We invite you to get involved by calling 994-1017. That's 994-1017 and get into the action. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Frenchman Marvin Musquin dominated the AMA Supercross race Saturday night at AT&T Stadium for his first career 450 SX class victory. The KTM rider led all 26 laps, holding off Honda's Cole Seeley for 5.3 seconds. I tell you, this year in the AMA Supercross, we've had a lot of different winners. Looks like it's going to be a good battle, so I'm glad to see that. Marvin's brother, Micah Musquin, sustained a career-ending injury crash back in Europe in 2015. Of course, local star Husqvarna's Jason Anderson was third, followed by KTM's Ryan Dungey, Husqvarna's Dean Wilson. Dungey leads the season standings 18 points ahead of Musquin after 7 of 16 events. Ken Rosin, the Honda star who won the first two races of the season, is sidelined with wrist and arm injuries sustained in a crash. Kawasaki's Justin Hill raced to his fourth Western Regional 250SK victory. Alan Forkner was second on a Kawasaki. Hill leads the standings 21 points ahead of Yamaha's Aaron Plessinger. Let's talk a little drag racing. Leah Pritchett won the season-opening Circle K NHRA Nationals, Winter Nationals on Sunday at Auto Club Raceway for her second career Top Fuel victory. That's right, we're already drag racing. Of course, it was beautiful in Southern California, so no problem there. Pritchett had a 3.711 second pass at 324.98 miles per hour to beat Doug Collada in the final. Collada smoked his tires at the start and finished a 7.630 at 103.85. Matt Hagen won the funny car division, and Jason Lyon topped the pro stock field. In the semis, it was Hagen and, of course, the 2016 champ, Ron Capps, and Ron redlighted. I tell you, afterwards in his interview, I mean, Ron was devastated, apologized to the team. It was only the third time in his over 20-year career that he ever redlighted. Hagen raced to his 23rd funny car victory with a 3.875 at 330.07 and a Dodge Charger RT. He beat Courtney Force with a 3.901 at 326.95 in the final for his second Winter Nationals victory. Lyon started his championship defense with a victory over teammate Greg Anderson. Lyon ran a 6.568 at 2:11.10 in his Chevy Camaro for his 46th career victory and 14th consecutive season with at least one win. Anderson ran a 6.579 at 2:11.56 in a Camaro. I tell you, this is going to be a big season for Marco Andretti, and he knows it. His grandfather Mario and father Michael combined for a 94 IndyCar race wins and 5 series championships, but Marco's career stat line reads with only 2 wins out of 184 starts, the last coming back in 2011 at Iowa Speedway. His career best finish in the IndyCar championship was 5th in 2013, but 2016 represents his represents how tough the season went, with a 16th place finish in the standing, matching a career low. On the brink of turning 30, which happens March 13th, the day after the IndyCar season opener in St. Petersburg, Florida, he's working harder than ever on the mental aspects of the sport, and he hopes the addition of two-time Indy 500 winning strategist Brian Herta to his team will help in that regard. Always been a big fan of Brian Herta. Anytime you got a race car driver that's also got a degree in economics means you've always got a chance. The addition of Herta to the side of his garage should help. A pretty fair IndyCar driver himself with a pair of career wins. Herta has a calm, optimistic demeanor and contributed to an unlikely strategy driven 500 victories scored by both Dan Weldon in 2011 and Alexander Rossi last year, which was extremely dramatic and really neat to see Napa get back to the winner's circle. All right, so NASCAR actually returns with a Monster Energy race this week, actually tonight. The Clash at Daytona isn't meant to be a real race. It's meant to get people excited about the Daytona 500 week and looking forward to it. So it brings a little bit of different attitude, and that attitude starts Friday. Drivers will do a minimal work, get their cars ready, and then hope for the best. The 75-lap race will be broken into a 25-lap segment and a 75-lap segment, unlike what's going to happen in the upcoming season when they go racing for real. The laps between the stages won't count. All right, so what are the five things to look for in the race this evening? First off, Dale Earnhardt Jr. is going to return. Wait a minute. Earnhardt opted not to do the Clash, even though he's qualified for it as a past winner. He won't race because he said he wanted his 2016 substitute driver, Alex Bowman, who won the pole at Phoenix, to race, and race with the crew that he won the pole while Earnhardt missed races with a concussion. Theoretically, Earnhardt and Bowman both could have raced, as Hendrick driver Casey Kane didn't qualify for the field. But with Kane's car and crew having an association with the Farmers Insurance and the number 88 team sponsorship with Nationwide, he thought, you know, maybe it'd be better just to err on the side of keeping his sponsor happy. So Earnhardt will spend the evening in the Fox booth, which would be great to hear him comment on the race. Bowman will be on the track as Bowman's only scheduled race so far this season. He is under contract with Hendrick Motorsports as a test driver. Another thing to look for is Daniel Suarez. What in the world is Daniel Suarez doing in the Clash? Suarez, who has never been in a cup race and is in the Clash despite now by the spot vacated by the retirement of Carl Edwards. How did he get that done? NASCAR has allowed substitutes for injury and illness in the past under the theory that the team sold sponsorship and prepared for the race. NASCAR views Suarez replacing the retired Carl Edwards is different than Clint Bowyer replacing Tony Stewart, something that was planned for the last 16 months in advance rather than 6 to 8 weeks. Bowyer wasn't exactly pleased with NASCAR's decision, but he didn't seem too stressed over it. And if you know Bowyer, I mean, nothing really stresses out Bowyer anyway. Certainly NASCAR has left itself open with criticism once again to speculate NASCAR just wanted to see the first Mexican-born driver in the race to promote it. There's going to be a lot of gamblers in the race, of course. You know, Denny Hamlin's going to be there. And this should be a race of attrition. There are only 17 in the race, so the big one could knock out half the field. And if a driver takes the wrong gamble, there might be fewer than 10 cars running at the finish. Also, with a pack of 17 cars, there might not be much time to avoid the accident and back in the pack. Of course, what are the rules in case there is a wreck? It'll be interesting to see how NASCAR enforces this 5-minute clock and how it impacts this event. New NASCAR rules for 2017 eliminate the ability of teams to replace crash parts and pieces during a race. Any work must be done on pit road, and teams have 5 minutes from when the car hits the yellow line entering the pit road to when it crosses the exit line out of the pit road to add tape or support to fix the car. After 5 minutes, the driver needs to be able to show minimum speed under green to continue in the race, and then come back for more repairs than needed. Of course, the teams won't have much incentive to fix a car after losing a lap or two in an exhibition race, but at least drivers might have a chance to see how the clock is going to work. Of course, the main thing to look at is, what is the field going to look like? How did NASCAR decide who gets in the race? Here are the criteria. Those who won poles in 2016, I mean Bowman, Kurt Busch, Kyle Busch, Austin Dillon, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick, Jimmy Johnson, Matt Kenseth, Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, and Martin Truex Jr. Former Daytona 500 pole winner Danica Patrick's in the race. Who made the playoffs in 2016? Chris Buescher, Kyle Larson, and Jamie McMurray. NASCAR's exception for late substitution 2016 pole sitter gets Daniel Suarez in there. Greg Biffle, Edwards, Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt, Jr. were not eligible to race. But to Hooner Biffle, who doesn't have a ride for 2017. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up on the other side. We're going to be joined by Dominic Aragon with the Racing Experts, and we're going to talk about all of these rule changes and get some perspective on his part, including the concussion protocol that came up this week with a final decision. A lot going on. That's right, racing is getting started with NASCAR again starting tonight. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
This is Darrell Walker, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Guess who just got back today? The wild night boys that have been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found.
Hungry? Then you want Wex. Wex is the absolute best spot for breakfast and lunch. No wimpy, skimpy meals here. Wex serves you huge platters of home-cooked deliciousness. For breakfast, try their full-belly omelets, mouth-watering huevos rancheros, hot scratch-made buttermilk pancakes, and super big breakfast burritos. For lunch, check out Wex's giant belly-busting burgers and overstuffed sandwiches. I guarantee you'll never leave Wex hungry. 10 neighborhood locations open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. to serve you. A full-belly tradition since 1991. Wow, Wex.
The February forecast calls for flurries. Flurries of cold, hard cash. Coming down every Saturday, only at Sandia Resort and Casino. Use your Players Club card at any slot or table game between 2 and 10 p.m. every 2 hours any Saturday this month. And you could win your share of 75 grand just like that. Not a Players Club member? It's fast, easy, and free to sign up. So do it today. The February forecast is for flurries of cash every Saturday from 2 to 10 p.m. at your first resort for fun, Sandia Resort and Casino.
On the outside, it's a beautiful SUV. But what makes the 2017 RAV4 truly beautiful is the way it helps protect you and your family. RAV4's lane departure alert warns you if you start to drift outside of your lane. And a pre-collision system alerts you if there's a possible collision up ahead. The RAV4 offers all the safety technology standard with Toyota's Safety Sense system. The 2017 RAV4 with available all-wheel drive is more than just a beautiful SUV. It's a labor of love. Tested, trusted, Toyota. Visit Toyota.com to find the RAV4 that's right for you. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert and a pre-collision system are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices. Drivers should always be responsible for their own safe driving. Please always pay attention to your surroundings and drive safely. Depending on the conditions of roads, vehicles, weather, etc., the systems may not work as intended. See owner's manual for details.
Visit Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque or Larry H. Miller American Toyota or Toyota of Santa Fe, or for more information, visit Toyota.com. Toyota.
Doughboy's Bake Shop now open. Conveniently located in the Far North Shopping Center at Academy in San Mateo, Doughboy's Bake Shop specializes in fresh donuts, pastries, artisan breads, and stuffed strombolis for breakfast or lunch. That's not all. Doughboy's Bake Shop creates delicious oven-baked pies, cakes, and cookies, as well as their infamous gold bars. Keeping those resolutions? We offer fresh salads and low-carb parfaits, too. Family-owned and operated, Doughboy's Bake Shop is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 2, and Saturday, 8 to 3. So head down to Doughboy's to make a fresh day the Doughboy's way.
Car Crafters is celebrating 35 years in business.
35 years? That's impressive.
It's longer than quite a few professional sports teams have been around.
No way. Like who?
The Minnesota Timberwolves, Miami Heat, Colorado Rockies, just to name a few.
Wow, Car Crafters must really do good work.
They couldn't have been around this long if they didn't.
Car Crafters, it's like it never happened.
Car Crafters would like to thank New Mexico for 35 amazing years, now with 7 locations, including 2 in Rio Rancho.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 Team. All right, programming note coming up at 9 a.m. We got FM Sports Artery, Fred and Marty. At 10 a.m. we have the Team High School Show with Gary Heron, Henry T. Show at 11 a.m. At 2 p.m. we got College Baseball with Bingham, Binghamton in town versus the New Mexico Lobos. At 5:30, we're going to have New Mexico State basketball versus UT Rio Grande. On Sunday at 1 p.m., you can tune in. We'll have some more college baseball with Binghamton versus UNM. As a matter of fact, we'll take the next two callers right now for some free tickets to that game. You have to come by and pick them up today at the office, but we'll be here. Give us a call at 994-1017, 994-1017. The next caller, we got two tickets to the Lobo baseball game on Sunday. That thing will be kicking. Well, it won't be kicking off. The first pitch will be at 1 p.m. Hey, if you're a mechanic and you want to make a change, Napa Auto Care Centers is looking for you. Join their great team with excellent pay and benefits. Napa Auto Care Centers also has training and advancement opportunities. Napa Auto Care Centers are growing fast and need you. Napa Auto Care Centers combines local ownership and genuine Napa auto parts, a powerful combination. Visit AutoCareNM.com and click on jobs for positions available or to request an interview. That's AutoCareNM.com. As a matter of fact, while you're at Napa or thinking about Napa, you can go by and pick up a copy of New Mexico Rods and Rides. It's New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine. With full monthly cover features such as a business spotlight, reader fever, and a complete listing of all the New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy, a free copy, at any Napa store in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Las Lunas, Belen, and even Socorro. They have a contributing column such as Showtime Fun, Old Time Fun, and the monthly cover car. Find out why New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine has been a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up your copy today. All right, so to help us break it down, joining us this morning is Dominic Aragon with the Racing Experts. How you doing this morning, Dom?
Hey, good morning, David.
So I hope you've been getting some sleep, because there has been so many rule changes and so many different things, and kind of, you know, even spin doctoring some of the rules that were already on the books, just kind of putting them back in front of the public. It has got to be unprecedented, the amount of changes that have happened in the offseason. What are your thoughts on that, getting ready to see them actually hit the track tonight?
Well, I know NASCAR is trying to, I don't know if simplify is the right word, but I know they want to make it more of an experience for the fan base, and they want to attract new fans to the sport. But I think just looking on the surface, a lot of these new rules do look confusing, and I think a lot of us had a harder time figuring them out as well. I think the biggest rule change we've seen, though, this offseason, and, you know, talking with our Jeff Bodine, Jeff kind of broke it down, too. Fans are the ones who are going to hurt the most from the fact that drivers can't go into the garage, have their teams fix up their car after an accident or after a mechanical failure, and come back out on the racetrack. So, such an insane, unprecedented rule, I think we were all thinking of, because we're used to seeing those beat-up cars, those modified-looking race cars, back out on the racetrack, trying to make a minimum speed and trying to race for pride and race for points, but we're not going to see that anymore. And that rule actually came out just about 10 days ago, so I think that's probably the biggest shock of them all. The point system is pretty much the same, but even the fact that 35th through 40th now only earn a single point, so points are going to be that much more it's just going to be a very big points race, and the fact that the winner only gets 40 points now, just looking at that, I think we're going to see a lot more risk going into the 2017 season, especially with segments and bonus points going into those segments.
Well, and I think Jerry Jordan actually had with kickingthetires.net, actually had a great comment last week when we talked about this new car damage rule, that with the new point structure, in a way, because, you know, you're racing for segments, segment victories, because I think I was calling it something else. But with the different segment victories, the way the point structure is, you know, taking it to the garage and, you know, coming out and rolling around and trying to wait for other cars to damage their way out, the amount of points isn't as significant. And so I think that rule is one of those that's not as impactful. On the surface, it does seem to change the whole complexion, because, yeah, you can go in and one or two points might make a season. I think that we're going to see bunches of points. I think it's going to be even more evident between the haves and the have-nots, because, you know, some of these crew chiefs are going to take, like, major risks early in a race to try and get some points for their driver, because, you know, that might make the difference. But really, you know, as the season progresses, I think that, you know, the whole point structure and everything is really going to be neat to be able to see see all the different changes. I mean, because at first, you know, I'm an old school, you know, points racer, but this is kind of a way to get back because, you know, I mean, when the whole Chase came out, it kind of changed and negated, you know, by after the, you know, the first round, you'd basically negated the regular season for somebody. So I think it's going to be an interesting way to carry it over. I mean, what are your thoughts on segment racing now?
Well, you bring up a great point there. We talked with a NASCAR official last week about that. And think about this. The last time a NASCAR Premier Series race went caution-free, of all places, the irony, Talladega in 2002, with the new segments and each race having three segments, guaranteed two competition cautions. So the days of seeing a race go caution-free are over. And for one, being the old-school NASCAR fan and reporter, I kind of do like seeing the drivers play out and seeing fuel strategy and fuel mileage come out and gambling and the chance of a caution may not come out. I think now knowing that we're going to have caution breaks and have these segments, I think that's going to change the dynamic of the racing just a little bit. I think it was Dustin Long who wrote an article for NBC Sports talking about how the Daytona 500 this year, based on the segments, will not have a fuel mileage run to the end. Meaning, okay, the cars can go about a 38 to 42 lap window, but with that last segment being 80 laps, we're not going to see somebody stretch 80 laps of fuel. It's just not going to happen. So I think we're going to see some of those dynamics. Like, we're going to see less gambling on the fuel mileage part and that aspect of it kind of go away in 2017.
Well, and you of course, talked about the youth movement and trying to bring younger people into sports. Monster Energy coming into this. You know, they bring a motocross mentality. The way they've approached sponsorship too is completely different than any other sponsors done in the past. The way that they want their brand displayed, completely non-traditional, methods. What do you see Monster Energy, bringing to the table?
Well, I think they, like you said, they bring a different type of fan base, that motocross mentality. And the NASCAR fans need to keep in mind too, this sponsorship deal is only a 2-year deal, and industry insiders have said the deal is only about a $20 million investment. So it's a really low risk, high reward for Monster Energy, and the exposure they're going to be getting at all these racetracks in the different states, the television coverage. I think they're going to be hitting a fan base maybe that's already familiar with them due to past sponsorships with Robbie Gordon and Kurt Busch and Kyle Busch, but they're going to have much more of a broad appeal, and I think that might be even the chance to bring in non-traditional fans and maybe bring in some motocross fans. And I think in the short term, we're going to see some new fans tune into the sport this year.
So what do you think about, I mean, you know, the rookie class? Daniel Suarez has got to be bringing in another audience, not just youth, but also, you know, maybe a nation, you know, cheering for him. Ty Dillon joining his brother. Erik Jones, you know, who's just been on fire since, you know, it goes all the way back to a snow race in which he beat Kyle Busch to get his chance. What are your thoughts on these rookies really shaking it up too?
Absolutely. All three of those guys have some great potential. I look at Greg Alding as well, who will be the fourth rookie of your candidate. He's not going to run all the races, but you look at this class and I think you compare it to the rookie class of 1993 with Jeff Gordon, Bobby Labonte, and Kenny Wallace. Or when you look at 2006, and Denny Hamlin, Clint Boyer, Martin Truex, there's just some rookie classes that have a lot of potential. Last year's rookie class, Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Chris Buescher, we're going to see these guys running up towards the front. Look at Erik Jones and Daniel Suarez. They're going to be in top tier and top flight equipment in 2017. You can imagine that Richard Childress is also going to have more of a hand with Ty Dillon's car in the 13th. With the Germain Racing already having that alliance with RCR. So I don't know if it'd be out of the question to look at these three rookies, and I think we're going to see at least one of them qualify for the chase and point their way in, and I think it's quite possible we could see a rookie win a race again in 2017. What are your thoughts?
I totally agree. Daniel Suarez has probably the best chance. Of course, you would think that Erik Jones has a great opportunity there, but I really think that you'll probably see Daniel Suarez do it first. Quick question, because you know, we don't got a lot of time left in the segment, but is this going to be Danica Patrick's last season in NASCAR?
Oh, yeah, that's a really good question.
I left fielded you on that one, buddy.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a loaded question, but you know what? It could be a make or break here with her sponsor stepping out, and I know Ford Performance stepping up to make sure she runs the full season. If, here's the thing it proves. If Danica Patrick isn't safe, and here's someone who brought in all these multi-million dollar sponsors a few years ago, she's not safe. Nobody's safe. And if she can't find sponsorship, or if the results aren't there in 2018, she could be very well out the door. This is a driver who didn't score a top 10 finish last year. So I think there's a little bit of a chip on her shoulder, but I think we'll see 2017 as a make or break year for Danica Patrick.
All right. Great point, Dominic. Appreciate it always. Just reminded you, go check out theracingexperts.com and see all the latest news in NASCAR. Hey, thank you for joining the show this morning.
Hey, always a pleasure. Thanks, Dave.
Awesome. Well, that was Dominic Aragon. Like I said, check out theracingexperts.com for all the latest news. All right, coming up on the other side, we're going to be talking a little motorcycles, the Indian Motorcycle. I got the chili cook-off going today, but we're also going to be joined by Yearwood Performance. They're actually now open Sundays on the west side. Joining us will be Jim Costa. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7, The Team.
Napa Know How.
If you've got a hatch, trunk, or hood that won't stay open, your lift supports need replacing. Luckily, Napa has TurboLift lift supports for $10 off a pair. So unless you're one of those guys who thinks a sturdy helmet and an old 2x4 are suitable replacements, you'll want to get some TurboLift lift supports from Napa. Now $10 off a pair. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation, stagnation? You know, another year with no raise? Then call me, Art Sandoval, State Farm. I can help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little further. I'll go through your car insurance and make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put a few hundred dollars in your pocket. Sound good? Then get your budget to a better state by calling me today, 338-0300. 338-0300.
Fresh figs stuffed with gorgonzola, wrapped in prosciutto and grilled, finished with a port wine reduction. Or maybe fresh swordfish grilled, served on butternut squash risotto topped with fresh fennel relish. Fresh mint fettuccine with lamb and Moroccan olives. Or maybe authentic chicken cacciatore is more your style. Do you know the difference between pre-packaged, institutionalized franchise food and a meal that's been made from scratch with tender, loving care? If so, Paisano's Italian Restaurant is the place for you. At Paisano's, everything is made from scratch. We offer traditional Italian cuisine, real food. We don't play around with crazy nouveau California combinations to confuse your palate. Eat at a real Italian restaurant. Eat at Paisano's on Eubank. Paisano's authentic Italian cuisine starts at just $5.95. You'll spend more than that at a burger joint's drive-up window. Paisano's Italian restaurant on Eubank at Indian School. If quality matters to you, it's got to be Paisano's Italian restaurant.
Albuquerque Dragway's 2017 season will start on Saturday, March 4th.
The kickoff event is Yearwood Performance's Street to Strip.
Bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trials. With over 50 events, including two all-out callouts and thrilling side-by-side action through November. Go to abqdragway.com for a 2017 schedule now. Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Comp, Super Pro, Pro, Sportsman's, and Junior Dragsters. The 2017 season starts soon. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there.
abqdragway.com.
Great things are happening at Larry H. Miller Southwest Hyundai, your home of the upfront price guarantee. No games or gimmicks, just transparent pricing and an excellent hassle-free experience. Plus, great deals. Now lease a new 2017 Elantra SE for just $149 a month and get Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty. Visit Southwest Hyundai at the southeast corner of Lomas in Wyoming or online at southwesthyundai.com. Home of the upfront price guarantee. Driven by you.
36-month lease, 12K miles per year, $18.99 due at signing on approved credit plus tax title license at $349 due at DOT VN's 2/28/17.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance,
ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Believe it or not, the Albuquerque Dragway's 2007 season is right around the corner, starting March the 4th. That's a Saturday event, kickoff event, Yearwood Performance Street to Strip. And joining the show this morning is Jim Costa. How are you doing this morning, Jim?
I'm doing good. Top of the morning.
Top of the morning to you. So, I know that was terrible. I have no idea what nationality that was. But anyway.
It wasn't.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Street to Strip. I mean, street legal drags and test and tune time trials. Talk a little bit about the event and what you guys are trying to accomplish with that.
Well, we're proud to be part of this with the Albuquerque Dragway. We've got the track opening up here in a few weeks.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And, yeah, I know. It's right around the corner. It's awesome. You know, get out of the cold and go play with our cars. So, but no, it's a neat venue for anyone who wants to go out and just experience drag racing or just going down the track. From, you know, they can take their soccer mom van, you know, or to their race car. So just about anything will work. So, and it's an opportunity to get your feet wet in an environment that's a lot less pressure.
What do you think is the biggest misconception with people about actually going out to the strip?
That they can't do it.
Ah.
Yeah, anyone could do it. I mean, I put my daughter in a vehicle when she had her learner's permit.
she had no chance. The jeans were just all messed up.
Right,
her,
yeah.
Right?
Right, exactly. And, you know, once she got her driver's license, I had a Ford Lightning pickup at the time, and I just let her, you know, literally wear the tires off of it. So.
Awesome. Yeah, because, you know, in other forms of racing, the intimidation factor is so big. It's like, oh, I mean, I'm going to be out there, and these people are going to be, like, all over me and stuff. And, yeah, I've never really found it to be that way. And probably drag racing even more, the community is so helpful. I mean, the guys,
right,
you know, will jump over and help put a car back together, you know, share some parts or whatever. And I think that's probably, to me, that's one of the biggest misconceptions is the community.
Correct.
You go out there and you think you're going to look like an idiot. And if you go out and act like an idiot, of course, you're going to look like one.
True. Yes.
But other than that, I mean, I think that's the family atmosphere and the camaraderie.
And everyone's very helpful out there. I mean, if you just start talking to people, they'll tell you what to do. And you can learn a lot just by watching them out there. You know, you'll see where the turnoffs are at and how everybody else is doing it. And it's not rocket surgery. It's drag racing. It's,
rocket surgery?
Yes.
That's probably one of my favorite lines that you have. But, yeah, so let's talk about, I mean, being open on Sundays. I mean,
yes,
as a retail business, I mean, you're definitely responding to the market because, I mean, you brought the store to the west side.
Correct.
And then I think you promptly realized that during the week they all go to the east side anyway.
Right, so, yeah, that was a realization,
right,
I have to say this morning, that kind of came to the forefront quickly. So. We've actually been 2.5 years now we've been over here.
That's absolutely amazing. I know that you broke that on the station, which I greatly appreciate.
Yeah.
But talk about the Sunday hours and.
We're duplicating our Saturday hours. We're 9 to 4. You know, during the week we're 9 to 6. So we're just getting our feet wet. We don't know how or what the market wants because we've never done this.
Right.
I mean, I don't think in the almost 49 years that Yearwood has been around, they've been open on Sundays.
Wow. And I know that, you know, as retailers, I mean, we always try to find a day off. I mean, you got one. I know some businesses will close on Monday. A lot of the motorcycle shops are closed on Monday, which,
sure,
of course, they all wind up at the, you know, track day out at Sandia anyway. So it works out pretty good. But, I mean, retail, I mean, sheer hours. I mean, it's hard to plan, you know, and especially because I've told them over and over and over again on the show, why order it on the internet, you know,
right,
and it comes in, it's the wrong size, and then you got to wait a week. I mean, now, even if you went and picked up the wrong one, you can get back over there on a Sunday.
Exactly,
and
yes,
then you can go back to work knowing that you got the right parts on the car. And so talk, I mean, some of the new stuff that's coming in or, you know, some of the things that, you know, people need to know that you got on hand and ready to go to get that car going.
The biggest thing we have going right now is inexpensive fuel injection units. We've got multiple units. We've got the FiTech, which is, you know, definitely the flavor of the month right now. Kit starting at $1,000, which is not bad for fuel injection considering a full kit used to be $2,500.
Wow.
And we still have those. I don't know exactly. I haven't used one yet, so I don't know exactly the nuances that make it tick or what,
right,
doesn't make it tick. But, you know, there's several of them out there. I know got a shop in town that's installed several of them with good success. So we have the Phytech. We have a Holly has an inexpensive sniper unit out. We have them in black and satin, and it's just a nice alternative to the carburetor. And it also helps eliminate that fuel smell that the certain people in our lives don't necessarily like.
Right. You know, it's just sitting in the bowl.
And it starts evaporating immediately. So
yeah, it's not leaking or anything. No. But yeah, I know exactly what you mean. But I mean, talk about the convenience. I mean, the there's a little more ease in actually, you know, setting the tune, you know, on fuel injection.
Yeah, it's nice. It comes with a little handheld unit. You know, almost like your phone nowadays. And you can sit there and do some basic programming on it. You can actually get involved and do your own timing curves. I mean, it's about as complicated as you want to make it, but it's also as simple as you want to leave it.
Yeah.
So it's nice that they give you that option because it is self-adaptive, it's self-learning, and it does everything for you if you choose to.
Well, and that leads to, you know, I mean, to being able to say, hey, you know, I didn't get the right tune on the car, right? That's why I didn't go as fast as you. So right. I could just already see the excuses. I mean, what are you going to do now? And a guy walks over and goes, oh, I mean, well, actually, I changed the tune. I grabbed your phone and I changed the tune on your car. That's the world we live in now.
Yeah.
I
gave him a bug. You know, right? Give him a virus.
That's right. So it can sense that you're on the line against me. So it automatically retunes the car.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I always thought, you know, drag strip would be a great place for a reality show. But I do know that you've got involved with a reality show and kind of doing some builds and stuff and shipping some parts. Talk a little bit about your involvement with that.
Well, it's really cool. We got a buddy down in Hobbs, James Torres, that owns a shop called Demented Customs. And they had their first season last year on the NFL Network. It's called Tackle My Ride. And we are their primary part source. So my phone lights up for weeks at a time doing, last year we did 6 builds in 8 weeks. That was just absolutely insane. And what's nice is from that, for us, it has branched off into even nicer builds. So right now we're doing a 64 El Camino, a 67 Mustang, and a 65 Impala. And they're neat builds because we ordered 2 supercharged Edelbrock engines, 800 horsepower. Comes with a 2-year warranty, you know, and it's like, that's really cool. That's some really neat stuff we get to play with. And it's because of that TV show that it spun into additional business. But I know they got signed up for additional seasons, and that's starting up here in a few months. So it's going to get crazy.
So have you learned any of the NFL football team's names now?
I know a couple, yeah. Right?
Yeah, because it's like, you know.
Well, the purple car was the Vikings.
Well, yeah, and what I don't get is you joke about how you watch it and there's like only 17 minutes of actually play time in a full hour. And I'm thinking, as a drag racing guy, wait a minute, you should be all over that, right?
Right.
And you got like, you know, under 8 seconds, you know. I mean, you know, 6 seconds.
Yeah, the better I get, the less I get to do it.
Exactly. Right. I mean, so you got to embrace football for that reason.
Yeah, and it's actually only 13 minutes, but who's counting?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Right.
Way to correct me.
Yeah,
but,
that's it.
You know, the other
that's
thing that what I really like about the street to strip is it gets back to, I mean, the street performance. And you mm-hmm. guys are doing involved in a lot of builds that are going on right now that aren't racing. I mean, they're getting ready for the show season.
Yes.
A ton of chrome.
It's a car season.
Right, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just a racing season. It's car season. When the weather warms up, things blossom, you know. And it's not only the flowers, it's the autos, you know.
So. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, not just cars, but, I mean, trucks and motorcycles. And, I mean, you know, if guys are involved, I mean, there's, you know, how can I trick them out?
Yeah, I pulled my old Camino out of the bubble yesterday, or the day before yesterday. So,
right.
You know, it's almost that time. So it's like, okay, let's get it cleaned up and let's make it pretty and go drive it around. That's why we build them.
Absolutely. And you've got another truck project you're doing, too.
Yeah, still building a 63 Ford unibody.
Awesome.
F100. It's going to have a more modern drivetrain, supercharged 4.6, 4-valve, you know, kind of like 03, 04 Cobra drivetrain.
Right.
So, motor and tranny's in it now and starting the rear suspension on it. So that should be a neat, you know, 700-800 horsepower build. It'll be fun.
Well, what's your favorite car/truck, whatever, that you've ever had?
I jokingly say I only regret getting rid of three vehicles because I love all cars. Yes. I have, there was a 56 Ford Big Window, F-100.
Right.
Kind of a, it's funny, I guess I'm kind of a truck guy. So, but there was a Ford Lightning, which spawned the build of the F-100. I'm building a 63 Ford Lightning pickup.
Awesome.
And then my 57 blown alcohol Promon.
Right. So. Right. And, you know, one of them definitely had to be a race car.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it did make me laugh there with that. I guess I'm a truck guy. Because, I mean, of course, at Supernats, yes. When we got you on Bob's show real quickly, and he sat down, you got your, you know, black Earwood t-shirt on, and he goes, so, I mean, do you like cars or trucks? And you looked at me like, who is this guy? And it was funny because he was in our house, you
right.
know? And so, I mean, I guess like if we were sitting at a Lobo basketball game, or, you know, that, you know, maybe we'd be in his house and be like, hey,
right. Hey,
that,
hey, do you like basketball?
Yeah. Right. It's like, hey, are you rooting for the guys in white or in red?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So the boys in shorts.
That's right. Yeah, the right. boys in shorts.
Those hey, are the men in tights.
There you
exactly,
go.
Right.
There you go. So Yearwood Performance, 1968, 341 Eubank or 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. Now open on Sundays, 9 to 4.
9 to 4. Come see me.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for coming out, man.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Dave.
All right. We got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to be talking some two wheels. That's right. Indian Motorcycle is going back to flat track racing. And joining the show is Mike Gaiora. He's going to be telling us actually about the the Biker Chili Challenge that's going on today. But we'll also be talking a little flat track. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides, with monthly full-color features such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Belen, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the Monthly Cover Car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to operate the VA Mortgage Loan Center dedicated to veterans. Over the years, we have helped many veterans purchase, refinance, and streamline into a new VA mortgage loan. We know that veterans get inundated with crazy offers by mail, on the phone, or on the internet. But these lenders most often are trying to take advantage of veterans rather than help. Indigo Mortgage believes that veterans should be honored with accurate quotes. Indigo Mortgage uses many VA lenders and have access to the lowest rates on the market. We urge veterans to call us before they accept an offer from a mailing, a phone call, or on the internet. We'll let you know if it's a legitimate offer. If you're a veteran looking to purchase, refinance, or streamline, contact your local Veterans Mortgage Loan Center at Indigo Mortgage. On the net at indigomortgage.net or call 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been the home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Got auto plumbing problems? They have all the hoses and fittings you need. Yearwood is also the home for the car capsule. Yearwood Performance, New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop. Now, for a limited time, Yearwood is open Sundays on the west side, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. Buy local, save time and money. Yearwoodperformance.com.
Do you feel safe in your home? Do you want a little more privacy? Albuquerque Fence Company makes great fences. Property crime and auto theft are on the rise, and a secure fence and gate can help protect your valuables and family. Locally owned and operated for almost 50 years, Albuquerque Fence Company provides fast, reliable service and satisfaction guaranteed. Albuquerque Fence always provides free estimates and is licensed, bonded, and insured. Call 898-3696 or visit their showroom at 3807 Academy Parkway. Everything in fencing. AlbuquerqueFenceCompany.com.
Anytime is a good time for the Barley Room. Lunch and dinner with live music, karaoke, and a menu that will rival any restaurant in town.
Unique offerings like Gouda Tots, Mexican egg rolls, and sliders get you started. The Barley Room provides catering and growler refills on local craft beer and draft favorites. Sit and enjoy a brew with the Mug Club. The Barley Room at Eubank in Spain. Catch the game in HD. Your perfect brew is waiting for you. BarleyRoom.com. The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And we're going to invite you out to the second annual Biker Chili Challenge at Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque. And joining us is Mike Gaiore. How are you doing this morning, Mike?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
It's shocking to me it's second annual.
Second annual, third year in business. It's gone by very fast.
It's absolutely amazing. Of course, talking about fast, Indian Motorcycle's getting back into flat track racing. I mean, talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, they're putting back together the Wrecking Crew. They went out and they built the FTR, Flat Track Racer 750, tested it in Santa Rosa last year, and won the Dash for Cash against all the bikes that have been doing it for a long time. They put Joe Kopp on the bike, and he went out there and actually finished seventh in the main on a bike. Joe Kopp's 49 years old, and he's out there against the 20-something generation and did very well.
We love that.
But then they went out and also picked up Jared Meese, Brian Smith, current flat track champion, and Brad Bullet Baker, man. So it's on.
Well, and I've had Brad on the show for he was representing the Dark Side at the time, but I mean that's some great guys, and of course, you know, it goes back to making a commitment, you know, to basically where it all got started. Indian Motorcycle, you know, I mean, an American company, first American motorcycle builder, and to get back to flat track. I mean, flat track is really, I mean, motocross has its place, and of course, you know, all track, but flat track is really where men were men. You know, and I think that that's the perfect place for Indian Motorcycle to get back involved.
Man, you know, last year Gumby and I went down to the Phoenix Mile, and they're going down there again in May, and we're taking a group down there to go watch the Phoenix Mile. To see those guys cutting in on turn one at 130 miles an hour and kicking it sideways is just something to see. Those are men.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque. I mean, like you said, I mean, 3 years. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing, beautiful facility. The way you guys, you know, market the merchandising with everything and the brand, I think it's phenomenal. I mean, talk about the team down there and what they've been able to accomplish.
You know, the team down there has been incredible. You know, Randy, Andrew, Sherry, Gumby, you know, Craig, those guys, you come into the dealership, you've been there a couple of times, they know who you are. If you have a bike that's been bought from us, we know what you're riding, we know what to take, you know, to take care of you, what's coming up with the bikes. It's just been a lot of fun taking care of some really credible people there, so it's been a lot of fun.
Well, and the Chili Challenge is a good way to come out and celebrate Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, and of course, you know, the Run for the Wall organization. Talk a little bit about being involved in that and what people could expect today when they come out.
Well, you know, the Run for the Wall started in 1989. This is an organization that was promoting healing amongst all veterans. You know, it, you know, started off also those veterans that were missing in action. And then there's a lot of healing that goes on motorcycles. There's a lot of people that take to motorcycles as therapy. Is some of the guys say it's throttle therapy.
Right.
And this organization goes in from May 17th to May 26th. They will be riding cross country to go up to Washington, D.C., promoting healing, stopping at hospitals, stopping at veteran locations across the country. And, you know, their motto and their tagline is, "We ride for those who can't." Incredible stories, incredible men. And current veterans, you know, the guys are just coming back from current deployments. There's a lot of healing that gets done on these motorcycles and on these rides, and we're honored to be able to raise some funds to feed those guys when they come through town. Last year we raised over $1,300 and fed them on their way, and it's just very cool. These guys are taking some time and doing a good thing, and we want to do our part.
Well, and actually last year I wasn't able to make the inaugural because I was at the Daytona 500.
Yeah.
So I remember sitting there in the midst of the media circus talking about the chili challenge. And so so I'm actually going to be able to swing by this year and actually see what it's all about. So, I mean, do you come out? I mean, you get to try all the different chilies. I mean, is there voting? What else is involved?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like the political atmosphere now, it's very, very politicized. Last year we had probably about 20 crock pots of chili out there, and it was popular vote. And then we had, you know, ballot stuffing going on. We had different groups coming out, and it was great.
Did you go to the Electoral College?
We didn't have to go to Electoral College. So this year we got three judges. We got, you know, General Naba and from National Guard. We've got this, City Police Chief Eden.
Awesome.
And one other gentleman, I can't think of his name right now, but they're going to be out there. But, I mean, we'll probably have the popular vote as well.
Yeah.
So we'll have some fun. You know, we got some crackers to kind of clear the palate. It's a lot of fun. We got some music, and of course, just come out and see friends and hang out.
Are you gonna? Last year, I think there was kind of a bike show and car show. Are we gonna have any other things to look at or any of the 2017 models there yet? Or
we've got the 2017 models. They have the Ride Command, which is, you know, 7.5-inch screen on there that you can control just like your iPhone.
Awesome.
Can control it with your hand in a glove. We got the new Scouts are coming out. The Scout colors are just incredible. We've got a couple of custom bikes that we've put together over the year. Gumby has done some incredible things with some custom put-togethers as far as bikes and custom paint jobs. You know, so it's there's a lot of eye candy and there's a lot of fun people. So come on by.
Does the 2017? I mean, is the truck, the factory truck, coming through town?
We've got
people can come out.
We've got something going on at the end of March. I think we've got a demo truck.
Okay,
we'll probably have about 10, 12 bikes coming out at the end of March. Have 17s on that. We also have our demo fleets. If you got your motorcycle endorsement, anytime you can come by. You fill out a little release, go for a ride, and check out the Indian Motorcycle Ride. It's a new breed.
I know you're extremely passionate about it. Is there maybe one biggest misconception or one thing that always brings you back to, you know, Indian over any other brand of bike?
You know, there's two bikes in this country that survive through all the manufacturing ups and downs, and having Indian back. And the story that goes behind Indian, you know, the story of an Indian motorcycle is an American story.
Right.
You know, you have these two guys watching a bicycle race, and they see the pacing bicycle being passed by the riders. And in genuine American fashion, they said, we can do better than that.
Right.
And that was the impetus to start motorcycles in America. And naming it after one thing that is truly American, the Native American, you know, Indian, that is truly American. It was the genesis of the name. I think it's an incredible story, and in New Mexico, it fits.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a great insight into that. I mean, you know, I've told the story before. I mean, my first bike was an Indian, 50cc, a yellow and red. You know, I wish I still had it. You know, I mean, there's so many of those stories. I mean, I just asked, you know, Jim Costa said, what was the favorite car you ever had? And, of course, I got three. You know, and it's just one of those things that there are things along the way. First bike, first car, first love, you know, all of those things that tend to be the one that get away. But not to get away from you today, 11 a.m. is the second annual Biker Chili Challenge at Indian Motorcycle on Alameda, just west of I-25. Any last-minute parting thoughts, or are we just going to invite people to get on and get out there?
Great cause for some gentlemen that have done a lot for this country. Come out, you pay $10 and you taste all the chili you want, and come out and just visit with some people that are doing some good things for the community.
Awesome, Mike. Hey, thanks for coming out. That's Indian Motorcycle's second annual Biker Chili Challenge. This is another New Mexico Motorsports Report in the book. Talk to you next Saturday at 8 a.m. You've been listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.
thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing,
101.7 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.